In September, you described it as another of Boris Johnson's white elephants. What's changed now?
Well, I've always said that the Garden Bridge, in its conception, an idea is a great idea. You know, the idea of a bridge for pedestrians, which is green, eco-friendly, you know, and a garden is great. My criticism always has always been, I'm not sure if it's the best use of taxpayers' money. I can think of a lot of better things to spend £30 million worth of taxpayers' money on, which the mayor's in charge of. What you've seen over the last few weeks is Lambeth Council negotiating down the contribution taxpayers are making to the Garden Bridge from an initial bill of £30 million plus. And over the course of the last few weeks, they've negotiated that down to the £10 million, which has already been spent, which I think a good deal for the taxpayers of Lambeth, but of London. We need to make sure we have that sort of negotiation where you've got a mayor who's rolling his sleeves up, getting the best deal for Londoners, rather than one who's busy, you know, trying to get vanity projects built at the expense of taxpayers.
That may sound superficially attractive, but when you hear that that other £20 million is a loan repayable over 50 years, perhaps that sounds less of a compelling deal.
No, I think if you look at the terms of the negotiation, what you'll see is from an initial bill that was upwards of £60 million and more, you've seen it negotiated way down. And what's really important is that that people recognise this is just one example of what good negotiation can lead to. Look, what we've seen over the last few years is vanity projects with a cable car that no Londoner uses at huge expense, that's losing money, a bad deal negotiating an extension of the cycles for hire, a bad negotiation in relation to the Garden Bridge. What you need is a mayor's going to be fully engaged to get the best deal for Londoners, rolling his sleeves up and making sure we get projects built which benefits Londoners.
Final question. What do you say to Kate Hoey MP, the Labour councillors in Bishop's Ward, and many of the people they represent around Waterloo and the South Bank, who have a lot of concerns about the Garden Bridge, apart from the funding question, about crowding, views of the river, number of trees to be cut down? Will you meet them and hear their concerns, and do you take their concerns seriously?
Of course, I'll carry on doing what I've been doing since I've been selected the candidate, which is meeting as many Londoners as I possibly can. This is a good demonstration of what a Labour candidate who's not been elected can do. Just imagine all the good I could do if I was elected next May.